We talked about it before that it's almost like I wanted to know if I wanted to know if like board sizes should be like shoe sizes, right? Because we're all, you had mentioned like a wider stance, a smaller stance, like somebody's body size should be equivalent to what they're riding.
Right. So in my personal opinion,
yeah,
the wheelbase should be in relation to your height.
Okay.
And if you want to get really specific, it would be inseam. But I don't have enough data on inseam. Height, I got 25 years of data on height. I understand it. It's a really great control. Inseam's just been on my radar for 3-4 years.
What would a, say, 5-foot person versus a 6-foot person, what would the difference be with the wheelbase in
well,
that?
Well, here's my Create a Skate height chart I put up here. So,
yeah.
So a 5-foot person, right, is going to be right here, and they're 13.5-inch wheelbase.
Okay.
But they're probably riding a 14 1/8 or 14 1/4 because that's market average.
That's standard,
average.
Yeah.
So this is some math I've shared in the past, but an average man in the USA is 5'9".
Mm-hmm.
The average man in the world in Asia is 5'7". So now we're talking full-grown adults.
Sure.
We're not even talking children. This chart was really about children growing up. Nyjah took the slow step through this chart. But if we look at women, the average woman in the USA is 5'4". The world's 5'3".
Mm.
Asia's 5 foot.
Okay, it's a big difference.
Big, big difference.
Yeah.
And then that, for me, the way I build smaller boards is they're thinner and lighter. Who wants a thinner and lighter board?
I do.
Everybody does,
yeah.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
We're going to chop your legs off a little, tune you down.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. I like being 6 foot. So to answer my question, so a 5 foot person versus a 6 foot person, what's the difference in wheelbase? What are we looking at?
So here I would put a 6 foot tall person on a 15 inch wheelbase.
You would put a 6 foot tall person on a 15 inch wheelbase?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
That seems pretty, 15 is,
it's long.
Long, right?
What's your inseam?
I don't know.
What do you mean
bro?
Inseam? Like your
do
waist?
Do you want to measure right now?
There's
I don't know
problem.
What the.
I could.
Well, the inseam is the
right.
From their groin down to
it's
the.
It's crazy to me. People feet. Buy pants and they don't know their inseam. But
right.
You can't buy pants without understanding the waist and the inseam are part of a pant. The wheelbase is, and the width is part of a skateboard. And then the reality is that people want to know the length. The length is a byproduct of everything else being right. It's a byproduct.
Here's the problem, though, Paul. This isn't like the shoe business. This is like there's a standard issue. Like you just said, there's a standard issue that everybody orders, which is 14 1/4, right? That you said?
Right now, yeah.
Right now. So companies don't sell boards according to people's heights. It's not like the shoe size, right? Where it's, they sell 10.5, a 10, an 11.5, an 11, a 12, you know, like the industry is conforming to like one wheelbase almost.
Right. No, it's pretty lame.
It's lame.
Yeah, it's lame, you know, because it's, the hard reality is you go into a skate shop, you're really excited about a brand or pro or a graphic.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in there, there's a bunch of other brands, pros and graphics. You get all distracted or like, oh, wow, this is rad. This is cool. Yeah, you lose track of what's most important. How does it work for me?
Mm-hmm.
How does it work for me? Now, what happens with skaters, in general, they figure out they like this size wheel, they like this size truck,
mm-hmm.
and it's always the board's fault. Right.
It's never my fault, Paul.
Yeah,
never.
It's always the board's fault.
I never cared about wheelbase. Nah, never cared about anything.
I really, yeah.
I realized
but other people did.
Yeah, there's people that do.
So Rick and Mike cared about
for
wheelbase.
Sure
they would come to the shop and work with Mike Puss at that time that made templates at my shop.
Mm-hmm.
And they were super concerned about that, you know, but they grew up under Rodney's tutelage, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but also in your era, didn't want to see it, have it. They're like, I don't care.
Yeah, just give me the board.
All the guys beforehand were like, I'm drawing my board on a grocery bag because that's the easiest way to get a long piece of paper is unfold a grocery bag and here's what I want, right? And that went away.
Skate companies are already selling their boards per size and that they don't want to get into another inventory rush of having now lengths.
Well, now the metric is all the more because now you say, well, where's the fingers of flat? How tall is the tail? What's the angle of the tip? What's the angle of the tail? Is it symmetrical? Is it not symmetrical?